So, Bezrat Hashem, Rabbosai, I hope I'm not going to embarrass him too much, but we want to welcome Eli, our good friend, a new friend that he came from Los Angeles to our English program. He was watching our YouTubes and he decided to jump, to come Bezrat Hashem to Eretz Israel. Bezrat Hashem, you're more than welcome. Hope you can stay with us forever. The rest of the friends in YouTube are more than welcome also. We have enough place, you don't know how much space we have behind the camera. I can't imagine. More than welcome. So, Bezrat Hashem, we are in Torah Kaftet, Torah 29. In part Yud, after 3, 4, 5 lines in that paragraph,
which one?
Paragraph Yud, and we said that if a person wants to raise his mind, his brain, to get over all of his imagination, he needs to have tikkun haklali. Tikkun haklali means general fixing, overall. It means to go out from the crazy, sick lust for women. Bechinat, an aspect like that's written in a verse, Kanesher Yair Kino Kanal, that the eagle wakes up his nest. Like the righteous man, like the tzaddik, that he's waking up the people, that he is the only holy one that there is, and he is waking up everyone to Avodat Hashem. Today I talked to someone that was in our class, and for a few months he wasn't here. And he told me that only here he feels alive. And he's in yeshiva, and he's learning, and he said, in every place that I'm going, I feel like I'm in the United States. Only here I feel in Eretz Israel. Only here I feel, he told me that a few months ago, he told me, here I feel like people are pulling me in my shirt and telling me, do tshuva, do tshuva. Something spiritual in this place that wakes up people to do tshuva. Even the rabbis are waking up to do tshuva in this place. That it's a bigger yetzer hara. Rabbis usually are so far from tshuva you can ever imagine. They're sure that they finished that and now they can start to help others. Here, just waking up to see how much you need to do more, how much you haven't started even to do tshuva. Alken, this is why צריך ללך מתחילה. In the beginning, a person have to go אל המדרגה יותר עליונה מזה, to go to the highest level of them all. We're going to expect from a person that is very sick that he won't be able to climb to the heights. But Adrabban, Rabbeinu is saying that a person that he knows that he is the sickest from them all, that he is the worst, he should look for the best doctor of them all. This is Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So Adrabban, you're so sick, you're so tired, you don't have powers at all to drag yourself to Avodat Hashem, and still from you HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expecting to put the most effort, all of your powers, all of your abilities, to drag yourself from one place to the other until you're going to find what that your soul needs. Dehainu tikkun haklali, the general fixing. Kedei letaken ulerumem hamoach, to fix and to rise back the brain. V'alidei zeh nitaken hakol mimeila kanal, and by that everything else gonna be fixed. וזה פירוש היי גברא דאזל באי איתתא. And this is the explanation of what it's written on that man that wanted to marry a wife. ולא כיהבו לה, and they didn't let him. היינו בחינת אישה יראת השם, means a woman that she is from, that he's got יראת שמיים. When you're going to look for a wife, you need to look for Isha Yirat Shamayim. If you're going to look for a woman that she's Yirat Shamayim, you're going to find it. If you're going to look for something else, they're going to save you from it, so you're not going to find it. They're going to save you from a lot of difficulties in the future. You don't want it to hurt yourself, so they're going to stop you from looking for what that you were looking for. But if really a person looking for Yirat Shamayim, it's written, Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz mirat shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven, except of yirat shamayim. Means that they can decide if to give you or not to give you everything, except of yirat shamayim. If you're looking for yirat shamayim, for a woman, for a wife, that she's yirat shamayim, shalom aleichem, they cannot stop you. It's not in their hands to stop you. This is why this is that main thing that we should pray on. If a person still is not married, you need to pray on a woman that she's going to be Yirat Shamayim. When you're going to pray on a woman that she's going to be Yirat Shamayim, and also in the dates, you're going to look for a woman that she's Yirat Shamayim, you're going to find her very fast. Probably in the first date. If you're going to have enough prayers, you're going to find it in the first date. No doubt. Aynu Misha Pagam Ba'avonot, but Rabbeinu is explaining, the one that defected with his sins, V'garam Dam Nida L'Shechina Kanal, and he caused blood of Nida to the Shechina, like we learned, Sh'al Yedei Zeh, that by that, Nachash Mash Yichla Legaba, that the snake was biting him, biting the Shechina, V'Naaseh Perud, and created separation, Ben Kudsha Berichu Shechinte, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Shechina HaKadosha. וזהו, and this is what that means, ולא קייב עולה. Rabbeinu is telling us, why you don't find your wife? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot find his wife. Why you don't have a house? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a house. I was given a shiur in Yad Binyamin, and someone told me, can you bless me please, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gonna help me to build my house already. I'm waiting for it so many years. I looked at him, I was so amazed. I told him, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for the same thing. What are you talking about? Are you davening on Hashem? You want Hashem to pray on you? Are you praying on Hashem? He said, please, Borei Olam, build Beit HaMikdash. When you're going to build Beit HaMikdash, we won't have no difficulties anymore with houses. When Borei Olam is going to bring the Shechina back, no problems of Shlom Bayit and Shiduchim anymore. When the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are going to keep the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we won't have problems of educating our own kids. It's going to be finished. But it palel Chana al Hashem. Chana, she was praying on Hashem. She was praying that Hashem is going to have a special son. And it's going to be her son. But she was praying on Hashem. Not to Hashem. Not it palel Chana el Hashem, to Hashem. She was praying on Hashem, al Hashem. That he is going to have a son. And she was dedicating her son to Beit HaMikdash, to Avodah, in the Mishkan. He was serving under Eli. Beit HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, Beshiloh. So if there is a separation between Kudsh HaBerichu to the Shechina, so you cannot find your wife. וזהו, and this is what it's written, ולא קייהב אלה. They didn't give it to him. בחינת שאוג ישאג על נווהו כנל. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is roaring like a lion, like we learned. Mai chaza de'az le'eicha demid lemina. So why a person is trying to achieve something in such a high level, trying to achieve something that is bigger than him? So Rabbeinu is explaining that in a positive way. And he's saying, היינו כשרוצה לטהר את המלכות מדמים, when the person wants to purify himself from the blood, הוא הולך אל המדרגה יותר עליונה. So he's climbing to the highest level of them all. היינו תיקון הכללי, the general fixing, שהוא למעלה מאישה יראת השם, that it's higher even from אישה יראת השם, that it's higher even from a woman that she is יראת השם. Why תיקון הכללי is higher than יראת השם? If a person have אישה יראת השם, a woman that she is יראת השם in a total way, ממש, she's totally strong in עבודת השם, for sure she's going to push him towards Avodat Hashem. She's going to tell him, go to the Beit Midrash. I'm okay, I'm going to manage. Everything's okay. You can go, do it, bodadu, 6 hours. Everything is great, go. What can be better than that? Rabbeinu is saying, Tikkun HaKlali is bigger than that. Why Tikkun HaKlali is bigger than that? Because actually, if you have tikkun klali, no matter which wife you're going to have, you're going to make her to be Yirat Hashem. If a person is holy, he's going to have the ability to fix his wife, to help his wife to climb. This is why Rav Shalom said that if you have the wisdom of the book Garden of Peace, you can have Shalom Bayit with the devil. It's not a problem. Because if a person really is holy, and if he is dedicating to give, and to care, and to love, and to support, and to do tshuva if he sees lackings, and to cry to Hashem if he sees that he needs to fix something. So no matter what situation he's in, he's going to fix it. Hashem is going to help him. This is why you don't need to be so picky in shiduchim. You need to choose the one that is fit for you in a normal way. You see, everything is balanced, more or less. You can handle with her. It's going to be okay. And this is it. Like that I told you, that Rav Shalom asked Rav Berland, how I'm going to know if that shiduch is mine or not. He said, if she's got two eyes and two legs, so it's your wife. What's the problem? Two eyes, two legs. She can walk, she can see. It's your wife. The spiritual beauty, it's written on Esther HaMalkah that she was Yirak Roket, that her color of her face was green. No one can think that a green woman, she is beautiful. But she was motzet chen b'enei kol ro'eah. Everyone that was looking at her would like her. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pulling chut shel chesed on her, that string of kindness on her. So this is why she was beautiful. It means the Shechina HaKadosha, the light of her neshama, was illuminating. So when a person is going after his eyes, that we have an obligation not to do that. Prohibited to go after our eyes. We're not allowed to. So, if a person decides to do that, on that it's written, like on Shimshon HaGibor, that Shimshon was walking after his eyes and they poked his eyes. And he was in the level that he could have been Mashiach. And they poked his eyes. So it's written, Meshakrot Enayim, with a shin. Means that the eyes are lying to the person. Even Shmuel HaNavi was mistaken when he was counting on his eyes. He tried to find David HaMelech and he chose all of other sons of Ishai and he couldn't choose the right one because everyone was looking was tall and healthy and strong and were looking nice and I don't know what, handsome, and he chose them. And David HaMelech, that he was probably short and he had a red color in his hair and in his face. He had a very red color. He wasn't handsome, he wasn't looking like a hero at all. And he was young and weak and he was wearing rags. And no one could choose him, could realize that it's him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuked Shmuel HaNavi and told him, Hashem yireh la'ena, Adam yireh la'enayim, Hashem yireh la'leva. The person is looking only in the outside, and Hashem can penetrate and see the heart. So if a person wants to choose his shiduch with his eyes, that he knows how many times he defected his eyes, so it's for sure a mistake. Why are you counting on something that you know that is for sure lying to you, that cannot give you the right answer? If you have a weight that you know that is giving the wrong answer, always, you're not going to keep on putting things on it to wait with it. It's not working. Your eyes are not giving the right answer. They're just not. So why you keep on counting on them and keep on counting on them? Because you have a desire. Because you have a desire, so you want to count on them. You want to force HaKadosh Baruch Hu that in the end, he's going to surrender to your desire. And he's going to give you a shidduch that she's going to be also, so to speak, Yirat Shamayim. You don't really care about that, but you want that to fulfill your obligation on looking in Yirat Shamayim also, by the way. That Hashem is going to say that she's Yirat Shamayim means just don't punish me in the world to come on that she wasn't Yirat Shamayim. And that she's going to be beautiful. This is it. Or that she's going to be mute and beautiful. Maybe you're not even afraid on the world to come, what's going to be. That she's not going to talk so much. She's not going to scream, she's not going to rebuke. Et yasher yoav Hashem yochiach. If your wife is not rebuking you, it means that Hashem doesn't love you. If your wife is listening to you, and she's just nodding her head, it means that she's afraid of you. Those are words of Rav Shalom Arush. It's not my words. He said, if your wife, she is not complaining, she's not arguing, it means that one time you were exploding in the house and she's afraid. Now she's not talking anymore. She know. Oh, that she gave up. But this is it. Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot work with you anymore. He cannot rebuke you. He cannot talk to you on your problems, on your issues. But Asher Yohav Hashem Yochiach, the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him, is rebuking him. Rebuking him means fixing him. Fixing him means give him advice and lessons how to work on his midot, that he's going to fix himself. It's not our first lifetime. We're not here the first time. We're here after a lot of journeys that we came to this world. And we sinned in all of them. In all of the times that we came to this world, the person that haven't sinned in a lifetime, he doesn't come back anymore. No one wants to come to this world. It's a punishment to come to this world. Lo tov lo la'adam shenivra. It's not good for the person that he's been created. Not good means that he's going to have yetzer hara. Yetzer hara means punishment. Means that he sinned. So if you're here in this world, it means that you sinned. It means that you have a lot to fix. A lot to fix. If you're not going to accept the tikkunim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets you fix, how are you going to fix? You have to decide that I'm here to put an effort. I'm here to work. I'm here to accept the rebukes. And if you keep on arguing with the people that rebukes you and with life that rebukes you, it means that you're not ready to be fixed. That you don't want to accept the tikkun. For someone, the tikkun is to be rebuked. For someone, it's to have poverty. For someone, it's to feel weak. For someone, it's not to know what to do with himself, to be lack of advice. Everyone and someone have all of them, because you sinned more. The trials of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are all right. Emeta Sita, the truth you made, Vanir Shati, and I sinned. Now I need to deal. Really, if you're going to decide to deal, you're going to see that it's not that hard. It's not that hard. What? To stop sinning? It's not that hard. It's something that you just need to decide. Rav Shalom said, the complete tshuva depends only in one thing. A strong will. Ratzon chazak. This is the only thing that can bring you to do a complete tshuva. Your will. Ve'en davar ha'omed bifnei ha'ratzon. And there is nothing that can stop the will. Person from achieving what that he wants if he's got a strong will. So on what you need to work? On overpowering your will. Increasing your will. Finding more reasons to serve Hashem. Finding more things that are going to make you more happy to serve Hashem. If for you now to wake up in the Netzach Hama, it's too hard. So it's not your avodat Hashem and it's okay. You need to find a way that you're going to be also happy to find yourself in the Bet Knesset to pray Shachrit. If for you to pray Shachrit at 7 or at 8 or at 9, it's okay. So you need to pray at 9. If this is going to be the thing that's going to keep you going to Bet Knesset daily, you should come at 9. There is also places that are davening at 11:30. You can find yourself over there. If this is really what is going to keep you coming to Bet Knesset daily for Shachrit, do that. After that, pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, Bor Olam, help me. Let me wake up earlier. I want to daven in the yeshiva. I want to daven nets. I want to daven with, I don't know what, a bigger, larger minyan. Everything is great. But first of all, look for ways how you're going to be able to serve Hashem. Means with joy, with happiness. If you're not happy in your Avodat Hashem, it's not Avodat Hashem. It's not Avodat Hashem. Al asher lo avadetem oti besimcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rebuking Am Yisrael that they were serving Him, working for Him. When they were not happy, it was like that they were not serving Him at all. Means that you have to be happy in Avodat Hashem. Rabbeinu said, mitzvah gdola liot besimcha tamid. Always you need to be happy. Always. You need to find reasons to be happy. To put music, even in the 3 weeks when you're not allowed to hear music. If you find yourself falling to sadness, Harav Shalom said to few avrechim, betzinah, in a modest way, when people cannot hear you, you can hear music. If you feel, it's halakha. If you feel that you're falling down to sadness, to frustration. It's avera gdola liyot ba'atzvut, Rabbeinu is writing. It's a huge sin to be sad. When a person is sad, Rabbeinu explained it. What it means, sadness? That you're angry at Hashem Yitbarach that he's not fulfilling your will. You want to be angry at Hashem Yitbarach that he's not listening to you? This is what you're doing when you're sad. You're sad. Why? How can it be? I'm so nice, I'm so charming, and Hashem is not listening to me. What's going on with him? So we don't want to come to that kfirah. So for that you need to work on your happiness. To work on your happiness, it means to look for good points in your Avodat Hashem, no matter where you're holding in your Avodat Hashem. Even if you woke up at 5 p.m. and you don't know what to do with yourself, and you lost Shachrit, and you're soon going to lose Shmincha, you need to find good things. Baruch Hashem, you woke up, you helped me to woke up, you woke me up, and I remember you, you woke me up with Judaism. I told you that there is a question, why a person should say the bracha, Baruch Shelo Asani Goy, every day. Thank you Hashem that you haven't made me to be non-Jew. Why you should say that bracha every day? Why weren't we going to do that bracha in the Brit Milah, or once in the Bar Mitzvah, or in the day that you become to be a man? Say Baruch Shelo Asani Goy, and this is it, one bracha for the rest of your life. What there is in every day that we should say Baruch Shelo Asani Goy in that day. So I heard once that every night when the Neshama goes up to heaven, if she's crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamash, and she's convincing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that she doesn't want to go back to that body, because that person is sinning too much, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot please her and to convince her to go again, so she's staying over there. And the person goes down with the spirit of a goy to this world. This is what it goes on with people that they were in the yeshiva, and one day they woke up, said, this is it, I don't like it anymore, why should I suffer, every day shacharit, every day, so early, why I need to suffer, and this rav is saying all of those weird things. It becomes to be a goy, that person. Comes to be like a goy, that he doesn't have no will to serve Hashem. So if you're waking up in the morning and you have even a regret on why you haven't woke up in the morning, because you were waking up in the afternoon, if you find that will to serve Hashem, that certain regret on why you haven't served Hashem well, you should say the bracha, Modeh ani lefanecha, melech hai v'kayam, with such a enthusiasm. This I learned from the Rav Nathan Maimon. So, like that we said, a person needs to climb to the highest level of them all, to the highest floor of them all. And if you feel that you're the weakest, that you're the worst, that you're the last one, adrabah, so you need to understand that you need a bigger tikkun, a bigger doctor, wiser doctor. You have to look for one that really can save you. Bechinat tzadik moshel b'irat Elokim. So there is a verse that verse in Shmuel is saying tzadik moshel b'irat Elokim, that the tzadik, he controls, moshel, in charge,
governance, controls.
Birat Elokim. He is the one that have the. Rabbeinu said to one of the students, "Ani otzar shel irat shamayim. I'm a treasure of irat shamayim." So that student, he was starting to shake, because it's written in the Gemara Kedosha that Lakadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't have nothing else in his world except of treasure of Yirat Shamayim. He doesn't have nothing except of that treasure of Yirat Shamayim. And now Rabbeinu told him that he is the treasure of Yirat Shamayim. So he told him, so that student asked Rabbeinu, so you are that thing that Lakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have nothing in his world except of you? So Rabbeinu was nodding his head like that, and that person fainted when he heard that. People that are really, really frum, that really have Yirat Shamayim, that they see in front of them, the real tzaddik, that is the source of kedusha of the world, that everything depends in him. Rabbeinu said, "Kol iru tshuva u'mimeni." Every thought of tshuva is coming from me. He's the source of tshuva in the world. Even if someone now in, I don't know where, wakes up in India to do tshuva, he is in the middle of I don't know what, and he decided, I have to go closer to Judaism, what's going on? And Rabbeinu gave him that hirhur tshuva, those thoughts. Rabbeinu said, "Kol hirhur tshuva u'mimeni." So if you see that now you're doing tshuva, you have thoughts of tshuva, you want to get closer to Hashem, you regret on your sins, you have to understand that the Rebbe is with you now. That the Rebbe is giving to you now hirhur tshuva, that he's saving your life, that he chose you, that he's helping you to do tshuva, and there is nothing higher than tshuva. When I'm Israel like doing tshuva, miyadem nigalim, immediately they're going to be saved. Immediately when they're doing tshuva, they're being saved. The salvation depends only in that, only in tshuva. En am Israel nigalim ela b'tshuva. They cannot be saved with nothing else except of tshuva. Tshuva is that simple thought. Why I was spending my life like that? Why I wasn't doing what I should have? Maybe I'm going to be better from now on. This is it. That simple thought takes 3 seconds. One moment it can take to the person to regret. And this is a gift that Rabbeinu's got it. And Rabbeinu is giving it to you, to each and every one of us. You think that you are holding your tshuva, that you are a Baal tshuva. You're not a Baal tshuva. A Baal tshuva is a person that really, Rabbeinu is explaining, Rabbi Natan in Nikutei Halachot is explaining that everyone have debts. And everyone are loaning to pay their debts. And from who they're loaning? From the tzaddik. That he is the Baal the tshuva. That he owns the tshuva. All of us, we're not Baal tshuva. We cannot be Baal tshuva until we're going to pay all of our debts. You cannot own nothing until you're paying all of your debts. Because if you haven't paid your debts, they can take the tshuva from you. They can take it to pay with it for something else. Like I told you, that friend told Arav that he was so poor, and Arav told him, this is how you pay for your tshuva. You want to stop for paying? You're going to stop from your tshuva also. If you're not going to suffer poverty, you're not going to be able to be a Baal tshuva anymore. Here, you want to stay in Chut Shel Chesed, you want to stay in the Yeshiva, you want to be attached to the Kedusha, you want to come here in Rosh Chodesh, you want to come to Uman. You have to pay somehow to all of those things. And how are you paying? You have to accept what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking you through. You have to go through something. Eretz Yisrael niknet b'Yisurim, you have to suffer for Eretz Yisrael. The Torah niknet b'Yisurim. Olam Abba nikna b'Yisurim, world to come, Eretz Yisrael and the Torah, you can achieve them only by suffering. Means to accept the suffering, not just to suffer. If a person is suffering and is cursing, chas v'shalom, it's not forgiving him, it's not helping him. If you're frustrated from what that you're going through, so it's not saving you, it's not paying. Because you don't want to pay. If they could have exempted you from, if you could have exempted yourself from it, you wouldn't do that. So it means that you're not paying. Only when you are paying, when you're accepting it, you're saying, Hashem, I'm accepting all of what that I'm going through in my life. And I'm dedicating it to the Avodat Hashem. Thank you, please. Schar mitzvah mitzvah, the gain of the mitzvah that I just made now, I kept a certain mitzvah, gonna be to make another one like that. I don't want nothing else. David HaMelech said, Shifti beBet Hashem, just to sit another day, all of my life, in Bet Midrash, in Bet Hashem, in the house of Hashem. This is the game. Do you think that you want something else except of staying here in this yeshiva? What are you looking for? If you want something else except of sitting in Bet Midrash and learning Torah, go outside. Look for options. The train can take you a lot of directions. The Maise, only a person that wants to dedicate his life to Avodat Hashem has got something to look for in Bet Midrash. Wants to dedicate my life to that, Bor Olam, to get closer to you, to know you. And from the Gemara Kedosha and from the holy books that we're learning every day, alone you cannot get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's written in the Gemara that even if a person knows all Shas by heart and all of the Poskim by heart and he knows everything from the first halakha to the last halakha, and he doesn't have Shimush Talmidei Chachamim, he wasn't a helper of a righteous man that accepted his wisdom from his rabbi, that accepted it from his rabbi until Moshe Rabbeinu, so that person is a Nama Aretz. He knows all Shas by heart. He knows all Shulchan Aruch by heart. He's a Nama Aretz. If you're not attached to real tzaddikim, righteous people, that teach you Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, it's not written in the Gemara. It's not allowed to written Torah Shebaal Peh. Still, even though that they wrote, there is a lot that stays hanged in the air, in the wisdom of the tzaddikim. And they keep on passing it in the conversations, and in situations that you're alone with your rabbi, and he's talking to you words that you never heard, that you could never imagine that you're going to hear. Only that can bring you to be a Talmid Chacham, a real Talmid Chacham. And Rav Shalom said on himself, I'm an Ama Aretz, but I'm a Talmid Chacham in one thing, in faith. Be'emunah, I am a Talmid Chacham. In all of the rest, I'm an Ama Aretz. He is not. But this is what that he said. In all of Mikzaot HaTorah, I'm an Ama Aretz. But in faith, I'm a Talmid Chacham. This is the main thing. It's to believe in Hashem. If you dropped faith and you're jumping on the Torah HaKdosha, so it's like Korach. You can be huge like Korach. Korach was huge. He was huge. There is no doubt that he was huge. But he was an Epicurus. He was a Min. Korach Min Haya. He was an Epicurus. He was a huge, huge, huge Epicurus. Huge Talmid Chacham, but Shedin Yudain, Jewish demon, like Rabbeinu is explaining, that uses the Limud to fight and to argue and find answers. There is places, yeshivot, complete yeshivot, that the only reason that the Avrechim are coming to learn is that they want to show how wise they are, how genius they are, how much they are better than everyone else in the world. It's not a reason to learn Torah at all. The Torah should teach you that you're a zero, that you're nothing, that everyone are better than you, like Moshe Rabbeinu. If you're going out on the Limud with the conclusion that you achieved something and now you developed and now you are something, you lost the connection with the Creator. Because the Creator is going down to the places, to the lowest places. To the place when a person feels needed, when the person feels that he's poor, that only Hashem can save him, so Hashem is coming to be there with him. The Zohar HaKadosh is saying that there is three prayers, Tfilah LeMoshe, Tfilah LeDavid, and Tfilah LeAni. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the prayer for the poor, from the poor, Tfilah LeAni, he is rejecting Tfilah LeMoshe, and rejecting Tfilah LeDavid, and he's going alone to be with that poor person. And he's pushing away everyone. And he's saying, now only me and him needs to be alone to accept his tefillah. The prayer from Moshe and the prayer from David HaMelech been rejected when a person that feels poor is praying to HaKadosh Baruch. And when we are praying, we need to pray from that point. When we're going to the field, we need to bring ourselves down to the place of humility. And from that place, that we know that we cannot save ourselves, that we don't have no complaint to Hashem Yitbarach, that we're only gratitude, only thank you Hashem, only thanking to Hashem. From that point you can ask, from that point that you know that you're not saving yourself, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving you, that only He can bring you everything that you need and even better, even things that you could never imagine that you're going to have, He can give it to you. And this is His real will, to make all of Am Yisrael great and huge and rich and successful. This is when the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu been revealed. So the tzaddik, he is Moshel b'Yirat Elokim. He controls the Yirat Elokim. In front of the camera, I will not say that, but I'll keep it to sometime else. The tzaddikim, they have the power in this world. Everything have a lacking. Yesh chisaron bechol davar. The tzaddikim, they're teaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu how to run the world. They are leading HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara is saying, Mi moshel bi, who is controlling me? The tzaddik is. Because it's written, Tzaddik moshel bi ra'at Elokim. The tzaddik, he is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu how to lead the world. There is a tzaddik that is in charge of something, he is teaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu how to do that in the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he is Melech Asur Berhatim. He is, how you said, handcuffed. He is what?
Shackles.
Handcuffed.
Need to use something that I can understand. He is Melech Asur Berhatim. So, what are those Rehatim that he is tied to? It's Rehite HaMochim. It's the thoughts of the people. Kadosh Baruch Hu can lead the person only through his thoughts. Means if you think that Hashem Chas Shalom is cruel, Hashem cannot reveal his Rachmanut on you. He cannot show you his mercy. If you think that Hashem Yitbarach doesn't love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot reveal his love to you. He is Melech Asur Berahatim. He is stuck in your brain. It's our job to open our mind to see how much that Hashem is good, and then you're going to see how much He is good. And if you're going to understand that Hashem is so kind, like that Moshe Rabbeinu got that wisdom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so kind and so mercy, that for free He's going to give you everything. You don't need to work one day in your life. You don't need to spend one moment on nonsense in your life. You don't need to make so huge, great meals and food, and you're not gonna need those things. You're gonna be happy without it. You're gonna be happy. Like that time from the Sipurei Ma'asiyot that Rabbeinu told us that he was eating bread and he felt the taste of all kinds of food. And he was drinking water and he felt all kinds of taste of all kinds of liquids. Rav Shalom said in Shabbat, people are drinking juice, he's saying they're choosing by the color. He wants to taste the orange color and now he wants to taste the pink color. You cannot taste colors. You cannot. It's craziness. Going after the eyes, tasting colors, imagining things. You don't need nothing. Lo al alechem levado yichya adam. Ki malkol motza pi Hashem. Hashem is opening the mouth of the person. Tefillah le'el chayai, when you're praying, you're being revived. Hashem is giving you life when you're praying. A person can find chiyut, power of life inside of tefillah, inside of Torah. The Torah is reviving him. He learns Torah and he feels alive. He's praying to HaKadosh Baruch and he wakes up and he's more happy and more happy. He's going to grave of tzaddikim and he's waking up. He's saying, wow, another day in the Beit Midrash. Another day to open another book. And he's kissing the books and opening them with desire, with lust to the Torah Kedosha. With love to Hashem Yitbarach, because he finds chiyut. Kem chayenu ve'orech yamenu. Because this is real life. Outside it's all imagination. All imagination. And the only thing that tied the person, like we said before, to this world, it's lust for women. And everything the only thing that can bring you to love the Torah Kedosha, to be attached back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Tikkun HaKlali. It's to go out from the imaginations. And you have to dedicate every day, minimum 30 minutes, to talk about it to the Creator, to tell Him, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm sick, I have a problem, and I want to get over it, please. Let me find You. I don't want to run and chase after the imaginations, after women, and after nonsense, after my eyes. Let me find You, not in hidden places, in the Torah Kedosha. That the Torah Kedosha is going to smile to me. Like the Zohar HaKadosh, it's working. Oh Hashem. Also, we have air condition now.
Now we should break the wall. This is it.
Zohar HaKadosh is saying that when a person is looking at the Torah HaKadoshah, so the Torah HaKadoshah, she's hiding and she's looking on that person to see if he's looking. And when the person is looking, so the Torah HaKadoshah, she's hinting. She's waving from distance and then she's hiding again. And this is the way of the Torah HaKadoshah, to show herself and to hide herself, to show and to hide, to show and to hide. And by that she's checking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is checking if really you decide that you're dedicating yourself to the Torah HaKadoshah, you're going to keep on chasing after it until you're going to find it in a complete way. It all depends on that will that we were talking about. Thank you very much. Chazak u'Baruch.